Okay, today we're going through in Sukkah Daf Chaf Amud Beis. With this, we will, as Hashem, finish the first parak of Masechah Sukkah and begin the second parak of Masechah Sukkah. And we are holding a Daf Chaf Amud Beis, five lines from the top of the page. Now, we said in the Mishnah, according to the way the Reish Lakish understood it, that machtsalos, mats that are not made for lying down on, nevertheless could become a kli and be makabel tumas meis. So we're going to ask on from this Mishnah on a brisa that that we also brought in the Gemara. Amar Mar, we said before, kala chotzalos matam and tamei meis, divrei Rabbi Dosa, that according to Rabbi Dosa, all mats can become tamei tumas meis. Aiva Tanya v'chein Rabbi Dosa Omer k'dvarav, that Rabbi Dosa agrees with Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to use mats as schach, but according to the Mishnah that machtsalos are considered a kli and can be mekabel tumah like tumas meis, how can you use them as schach? It's a stira in Rabbi Dosa. So the Gemara answers no, lo kasha. Had the isle gadanfa, had the lesle gadanfa. When it the Mishnah that speaks about mats that have a gadanfa, that has like an edge around to catch whatever's inside of it, which means if it has peros, they won't just roll off of it. So therefore, it's ki'ilu, it's like a base kibul, and it's therefore able to be mekabel tumas meis because it's a kli with a base kibul. But the braisa that speaks about mats that can be used as schach is talking about the lesle gadanfa, where it doesn't have any gadanfa, it doesn't have any edge around it, and because it doesn't have any edge around it, it's not a base kibble, and therefore it could be used as schach. That's the difference. The Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, that who holds that chotzalos means mat, it means machtsalos, because remember we had a machlokas, what the word chotzalos even meant, so whether it meant like the bag that the shepherd carries with him to carry food for the animals, or whether it actually means a mat. So the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, that it means a mat, meisvei, chotzalos shel sha'am v'shel gemi v'shel sak v'shel svira metami tamei meis div Rabbi Dosa v'chamam raf medris, that Rabbi Dosa holds that mats made out of all these different things, from goat hair and from horse hair and from reeds that are by the shore and things like that, are metami tumas meis, but not tumas medris. And say they can even become tamei tumas medris. So from this brisa we can prove that what chotzalos means. If you say that chotzalos means those bags that the shepherds carry with them to bring food, so I understand that chotzalos, according to Rabbi Dosa, are considered a kli, and they can become tamei with tumas meis because you put food in them. Shel sham shel gemi, even if it's not woven so well and it has holes in it, chazul lekinsa deperi, it's still ra'i to be used as a kli that you put big peros in. Shel sak v'shel safira, and if it's made out of a material that can be woven really well, so of course it's mekabel tumah because chazul legulke v'tzani. You can even use it as a bag to put in like little beans and tiny fruits in, because there aren't going to be any holes in it. El madya machtsalos mamish, but if you hold, we're talking about a mat that does not have a base kibul, and the Brice is telling us that even though they're not meant to be used for shchiva, according to Rabbi Dosa, they're still considered a kli. Well, bishlam shel sak v'shel svira chazal l'parsi, I understand why, if it's made out of sak or svira, why it would be considered a kli, because you could use it as like a window shade or something to cover a doorway. V'naf vasa, or you can use it as something to soften your flour. Ella shel sham v'shel gemi l'may chazu. What would you do with a mat made out of sham and gemi? How in the world would it be makabel tumah? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya that chotzalos doesn't mean mats. Chazal naziyasa, you can use it to cover a jar of beer with it. So it has some sort of usage where one might consider it a kli. Yikata amri, another way the Gemara explains the kasha in the other direction, that bishlam lemadiyavu machsalos mamish, I understand very well if you assume that it's machsalos mamish, that it means that it's actually a mat, shel sham v'shel gemi l'nazyasa, that if it's chazal naziyasa, if it's made out of sham or gemi, you could use it to cover a beer barrel, shel sak v'shel sfira chazal l'parsi, if it's made out of sak or sfira, it's chazal l'parsi v'nafasa, you could use it as a window shade, or a screen of some sort, or you could use it to make the flour more soft and fluffy. Elamandi amar marzuvli, but if you hold that it's just a bag that shepherds carry, bishlam shel sak v'shel safira chazul gul kivitzani, I understand if it's made out of sak or safira, you could use it for tiny little fruits. El shosham v'shel gami l'may chazu, but if it's made out of a type of material that can't be woven so tightly together and is going to have holes in it, what can it really be used for? So it says Gemara, chazu l'chintza deperi. It could be used for very large fruits that won't fit through those tiny holes. Tanya, am Rabbi Chananya, kishiradti l'gol. Rabbi Chananya says, when I went down to Chutz La'aretz, in order to be ma'abed l'shana, matzasi zakin echad, v'amrli, mesachin b'kudya, u'kshabatzi yesu l'bishra achiyaba, hodol dvarav. When I went down to Golas, to Chutz La'aretz, in order to be ma'abed l'shana, I found a zakin echad, and he said to me that mesachin b'chudya, that you could use a mat for schach. And when I went to Rabbi Yeshua Achiyaba, he admitted that you're allowed to be mesachich with a mat. Amr Rav Chista, so the Gemara adds, when the Rav Chista says, when the Braisa says you could use a mat for schach, that's not mekabel tumah v'hu d'lesle gedampa. That's only if it doesn't have an edge around a rim around the edges of it. So it doesn't actually have a base kibul. If it has a base kibul, it's a kli, and then you certainly cannot use it. Omar Ula, Hani Budyasa de Bnei Mechoza, the mats that the Bnei Mechoza have, Il Malei Kir Shalahan, if not for the fact that these mats had a rim around it, then Mesachin Buhu, we would have been able to use a Meschach. But, unfortunately, they do have a rim around it, and therefore we're not able to use it as Meschach. Tani Rabbi Achi, Mesachin Budya, but Vimeshan Kir, a Mesachin Ban, that you could be Mesachich with Budya, with this type of mat, but if it has some sort of rim around it, then we're not allowed to be Mesachich with it. So main point number one is Rav Dosa distinguishes between mats with and without a rim for Kabbalah's Tuma and for Schach. And then main point number two, mats of Sak and Safir and Sifra could be used for curtains or sieves. Sieves, that's the word I was looking for before when I was talking about making flour soft by sifting it. And if it's made out of mat made of Shamar Gemi, can be used for covering vats of beer. But a bag made of sack and sifra can be used as pouches or sacks. But if it's made of shamagemi, it can be still be used for carrying large fruits. Hadron Allah Sukkah, we now begin the second parak of Mesecha Sukkah. So far we've explained the dinim of sitting in the sukkah and what types of sukkah are possible, and situations where a person is pater from yeshiva b'sukkah. So actually that's what we're about to discuss. So says the Mishnah, Hayashin tach samita b'sukkah lo yotzei dechavaso. If a person sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, he's not yotzei yischiva. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, noagin hayinu, shayinu yishenim tach samita b'fnei hazakenim v'lamru lanu davar. Says, oh yeah, we used to do that all the time, and the zakenim never criticized us for doing such a thing. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, maisa b'tevi avdo shal Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story of Tevi, the Ever of Rabbi Gamliel, shayashin tach samita, that he slept under the bed in the sukkah. Va'amr lehen Rabbi Gamliel zakenim, and Rabbi Gamliel commented to the zakenim, Re'isem tevi avdi shu tamil chacham v'yodea shavadim p'tur min ha'sukkah, l'fichach yashinu tach samita. Don't you see, tevi my eved, what a tamil chacham he is, that he realizes that an eved is pater from sukkah, and that's why he's sleeping under the bed, because you're not yotzei the mitzvah when you sleep under the bed. Well, if darkeinu lamadnu, from that comment, we were able to learn shayashin tach samita l'yotzei d'chavasam, that someone who sleeps under a bed in a sukkah is not yotzei his chiyuv of sukkah. So the main point over here, sleeping under a bed is not yotzei, and we're about to see if the bed is 10 tefachim high. So the Gemara asks, v'halak asara, but it's not 10 tefachim high, so it shouldn't be considered an independent ohel. So Tirgum HaShmuel, b'mita asara. So Shmuel says, no, we're talking about a case where the bed actually is 10 tefachim high, and that's why it's considered to be mafsik between the person sleeping under it and the schach. So that's why you're not allowed to sleep under the bed, because we're dafka talking about a bed that is 10 tefachim high. Okay, maybe we'll stop there, because that seems like a good stopping point, and we'll pick up with Tanan Hassam next time when we do daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph.